It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. Do you ever get to work and then ask yourself, WTF? As in, where's the fun? You see, right now, April, it's official humor month. So what better time to take stock of how well you are leveraging your humor resources at work? Well, here are 8 things you can do to jumpstart more fun in your workplace. Number 1, create a humor library at work. Encourage people to use it. Assign a book like, I don't know, maybe The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank by Michael Kerr. An awesome book, packed full of ideas. So assign a book like that, hold a follow-up discussion, and create a plan to turn ideas into action. Number 2, create a humor first aid kit and stockpile it with funny office toys, props, costume parts, whatever, that will help people laugh during a serious emergency. Number 3, create a rotating workplace jester position or a humor at work squad to champion the importance of culture and fun at work. Rotate the positions to different employees every 4 months so no one gets burned out and different people get the chance to flex their creative muscles. Number 4, add more humor to your meetings. Your meetings should reflect and help create the kind of culture you want at work. So use your meetings as a launching pad to help you strengthen your culture, build relationships, and inject more fun into your workplace. Number 5, start a collective humor at work file where you encourage employees to contribute funny observations, funny articles related to your business, and examples of accidental humor they come across. Then use the file to add some humor to your meetings, intranet, website, presentations, or newsletters. Number 6, create fun contests. It could be a contest for the funniest team photo, funniest team video, funniest team slogan, or an amateur hour where employees have a chance to flex their funny bones. Number 7, create fun rituals and traditions. Rituals and traditions give everyone something to look forward to, something to reminisce about, and they are one of the key ways to strengthen any workplace culture. Number 8, celebrate with a little fun. Hold a spoof Oscars celebration and award prizes for offbeat and wacky reasons, such as the employee least likely to be voted off the island, or the employee most likely to OD on caffeine, or the employee with the wackiest sock collection. Whatever it is, just make it fun. Celebrate humor, celebrate fun in your workplace. And now my fun at work tip, another alter ego name generator for you to use during a meeting or on a, you know, Friday afternoon, or heck, why not go crazy and do it on a Tuesday? If you Google your regrettable superhero alter ego name, you will find all sorts of wacky alter egos for everyone on your team. Mine turned out to be Rocket Goat. Yes, that is my regrettable superhero name. And the quote of the week from Patrick Lencioni: once organizational health is properly understood and placed in the right context, it will surpass all other disciplines in business as the greatest opportunity for improvement and competitive advantage. Hear, hear. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, you know, there's unintentional humor, the kind of humor that arises from newspaper headlines such as "Kids make nutritious snacks." And then there's really, really unintentionally funny humor that arises when companies do a really lousy job at translating messages into different languages, such as this English translation at a restaurant in Beijing. Our menus have been carefully chosen to be ordinary and unexciting. At dinner, our quartet will circulate from table to table and fiddle with you. And from the hotel that was home to this restaurant, this sign: when you leave us at the end of your holiday, you will have no hope. You will struggle to forget it. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, I would invite you to sign up for the print version of this podcast, which has links to more articles, more resources, more videos. Cruise over to www.humoratwork.com to sign up.